Oh. Amen. Welcome, one and all. This is the first live podcast I've ever done. Pretty sure it's the first live podcast ever in humanity. I'm just kidding. Not true.
No.
But it is the first Turnaround J podcast done live. And I'm joined by none other than the event coordinator, event runner,
director,
the event herself, Sydney Ho.
I'm the event?
Okay. You're the event
I'm
now.
I'm the event now.
You have become the event.
All right.
So wait, run me through it. Where are we? What are we doing? How did I get here?
We are in the lounges of the TSC.
Oh, man.
On the second floor.
There's flags.
There are flags. It's
good
College
lighting.
Radio Day.
Dude, there's those couches over there. Have you slept on those couches before?
I have slept on those couches.
Dude, those couches
before.
Are fire. But I found out, did you know that there's a double cushion and a single cushion couch?
I did not.
So I've had the experience where I sat down on a couch. I was super excited. It's kind of competitive to get a couch. Like, you have to, timing has to be good. You really have to make it work. And I've like found a couch, and then I was like, this isn't comfy. And then I realized, if you look, there's like a one cushion layer, and then some of them have a cushion with a cushion under it. So we're breaking this down into a science. Sydney
You're right.
looks overwhelmed.
What the heck? A little.
Not. It matters. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you're listening somewhere and you've thought you've been in the TSC couches, it matters. You need to find the double cushion couch. But so we're at this Big Ag Show.
College Radio Day.
It's College Radio Day.
Yeah.
But sort of the Big Ag Show. Am I making that up?
A little. I mean, we're kind of past that. So today is just College Radio Day.
Okay.
But yeah.
So events, event director.
Yes.
So COVID-19, not your friend.
No, not at all. COVID-19 has made planning events very hard. But so this is the first one we have been able to put together this year and get approved so that we can like do the thing and have it social distance with bands here and stuff. So that will be happening tonight. And then we've tried to do things like this and like the live DJs and stuff throughout the day to bring people in. So.
Dang. So we have, there's a DJ following me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, it's just getting better. I'm just the tease. I'm just here to like get everyone a little bit hyped, and then DJ comes in. Just
yeah.
What's the? Do you know the name off the top of your head?
Of the DJ?
Yeah.
It's Thomas Baskin.
Ooh,
it's good. It is a good
last
show.
Name. I don't actually know him that well. We'll get to that in a second. But so you were saying like, there's normally a couple of different events, lots of concerts, lots of. Fun, really.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so Big Ag Show, I know, is one of them, was the first kind of casualty. That's usually the beginning of the year. But
right.
like, how's that been? Is it just all been canceled? Is it been like sort of working around? I mean, we're here now, which is awesome. So like, take me through how that's been going.
Well, so we spent the whole summer trying to get Big Ag Show together, but at the same time, the people who throw events around campus were trying to get together the best way to throw events safely on campus.
Right.
And then it just kind of didn't work out that we could get anything approved before like the first week of school, and then it just kept. So then because of how long the process was to get events approved, we started shooting for College Radio Day to make that the first show that we would be able to do. But
yeah, that's super sweet. So you told me that you had like tons of different proposals. Like, you just come up with like a new proposal left and right, just trying to get it through. Like, what were some of those ideas? What were some of your favorite ideas that you came up with to make concerts and make it all possible?
A drive-in would have been really cool. We played around with that idea of doing a drive-in concert at like the stadium for the football field, like they did the movie, but with a band.
Awesome.
And seeing if we could like stream it through our radio station so it would be playing in the cars.
What?
But yeah, that logistically did not work out. We played around with the idea of doing a roll around bike concert on the quad too, with like people standing and playing and then people moving around on bikes while it was happening. But
dang, you got creative.
I was trying.
Like,
it was that's what people across the country have been doing as well. Like, I think a college in Texas was the first to do a drive-in show in the US, and then like music venues like Kilby Court and Y Sound have been doing roll around shows in Salt Lake and here, trying to keep their businesses open.
And
so
yeah.
Dang, I did.
That's super sick. The roll around, that's a lot. So that means that the audience is constantly on wheels,
mm-hmm.
and the band just stays still.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. The drive-in one, I'm now like nostalgic for. I haven't even gone and I'm already like missing it. Like I'm just thinking about it. That's super cool. So like, why didn't that, I don't want to get too deep into it, I guess, why it didn't work out, but is it still possible? Is it like, could a drive-in thing still happen?
Possibly. Nate says yes.
We got Nate right here. Nate is our advisor who is currently sitting between us on a soundboard. His biceps are very intimidating. He's doing well. I see him at the gym all the time. But this is the Sydney podcast. This is not the Nate podcast. We'll have a Nate podcast later. So we were in news writing together, right? I was thinking about this today.
Were we? With Charles?
Yeah. Did you have it with Charlie?
Yeah.
So we're both journalism majors.
Yes.
You recently switched to PR from broadcast.
Yeah.
No hard feelings. We miss you.
It's okay if there are hard feelings.
It's okay.
Feelings,
we're not. Nobody's upset. But so I remember. So did you took it with LaPlante, right? You took news writing with. There's a professor named LaPlante. Did you never take it with him?
No, I didn't. I thought about taking it while I was at Eastern because I started at a junior college.
Yeah.
And then I didn't. And then I took it from Charles because someone told me it would be easier.
That was a bizarre class.
It was.
That was so weird. Like. So it was taught by Charlie, I guess I'm going to leave his last name. I'm not sure I want people to know, but he's
the editor for the Herald Journal, I believe.
He's great, like super chill guy, but it was like a really weird class. Like there was no homework. There was like two assignments.
Basically.
And most of it was done in class.
Yeah.
But then he was super nice in the sense that like the class started at 7:45.
Yeah.
And ended at 9, and it was Monday, Wednesday. But, like, he would never, he didn't go hard on us ever. Like, I was just waiting. I'm like, this is a college course. Like, could just, like, destroy me. And it was always, like, just, like, super kind. And it was like, oh, like, we'll just get through it. What do you remember from that class?
On the last day of class, he was like, I went to leave, and he was like, Sydney, I've enjoyed teaching you, and you have really great vibes. And that's all I remember from him, is him telling me I had
vibes?
Great vibes.
He said you have great
he
vibes.
He used the word vibes and said that mine were great, and that's all I remember.
How old is he? Like his mid-50s, late-50s?
Yeah,
he
early 60s, maybe older. Yeah.
It's really true. I didn't think about that. I guess vibes probably originated in like the 60s, right? I mean, like this is an old word that like we're just acting like, oh yeah, vibe is like our own word. But really, Charlie McCall, like that's his spot. Like,
yeah,
this is
I guess.
His word.
He's
we're just
spreading
we're
great
just
vibes
on
in
his
news,
word.
News
we're
writing.
Not, he's not stomping on our turf. We're just stomping on his. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I have to do one quick story on that. That's probably the worst. And I hope I'm trying to think. I think ethically, journalistically, I'm still doing okay. But so we had this assignment, right? It was supposed to be 750 words, and you were supposed to have three sources, like three quotes or interviews or whatever. And I got to class, hadn't started, not even a little bit. I was like, I got there, and I was like, oh my gosh, that assignment is due today. And I looked, and Charlie just started like teaching. I'm like, he doesn't know, he hasn't collected the assignment yet. So I started typing, like I just started writing my story right then and there. And I wrote two questions down on a piece of paper, and passed it to Cameron Olds, who's sitting next to me. And then I texted two of my friends. The same questions, like, and I'm just writing. I'm just like, I had just going for it. One of my friends, Grant Best, shouts, he's maybe listening, probably not, does not text me back at all. The other one texts me back with answers. Cameron Olds puts like two, like 10 word answers on for these questions. I'm like, you're killing me. So I put it all together and I put in both quotes. I hit like 500 something words. And at the end of the class, he's like, oh, like we need to collect. I print it out, I turn it in, and I got a 98 out of 100 points.
That sounds like Charles.
On that assignment. That was the highest grade I got. So then there were like other articles where I'm like, I tried harder. I like put more preparation. I got like a 92. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like I got a 98 on this one. Anyway, so I love that class. I love that professor too. As much as I'm kind of rubbing it on him, I actually feel like I learned a lot. Like it was a very... learning from an editor, like it was, I soaked in a lot, but awesome. So you are event director for Aggie Radio.
Yep.
Aggie Radio, you're music smart, you're music savvy, you got the good taste, as they say.
I would hope.
I don't know anything about local bands. I'm actually really bad at bands in general. I'm good with like songs, like I'll do like a song from an artist. but I don't like deep dive on artists. So I asked you coming into this to think of a few bands. Do you want to hit me with some of these local bands that I'm not keeping up with?
Yeah, sure. So the first one that I thought of is Guava Tree that's playing tonight.
They're following us, right?
They're following
us? Or no, they're not.
No.
I guess they're at 6?
They're like last tonight.
Okay, but they're performing tonight.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
And their lead singer, Sam, is one of the co-owners of Y Sound. He's
oh, no
super
way.
Cool. Yeah. Great dude. They have they have a new album I think coming out this month, and then all else that they have released right now is an EP called Desert Rat. Yeah. And my favorite song on it is Not a Need. It's super sad.
It's called Not a Need.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is sometimes with like song titles, like it just blurs into the sentence. So I'm just you gotta put the quotations. Podcast quotations on that, but keep going.
Yeah, Not a Need. It's a great song. They're a great band. They play at Y Sound a lot and events like this for us and stuff, and they're super cool.
So what's kind of like their vibe? Like it'll be playing later in the podcast, but like what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just looking at you. I'm standing or sitting at this table. Like what's sort of like the?
Probably like indie, maybe like psychedelic indie. If you get into it enough, I guess.
Psychedelic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Sam, like, they're the kind of band that when Sam plays, he, like, has incense burning in the strings in the top of his guitar.
Wait, what?
Like, the whole time.
Explain that to me. Hold up. You
so,
lost
like,
me.
Guitar.
Yeah?
Right? Strings.
Strings.
Incense stick.
Like
through the strings.
So, like, in the strings.
Yeah, burning while he's playing.
Is that like a can? So, I don't even know what an incense stick is. I guess we got to work even further backwards. Is that like... is it like a candle? Is that like a tiny candle? Like I don't.
It's
even
like
know.
So it's like a stick that's
just a stick.
And you burn
it
on the end, and
they soak the stick in
like some kind of wax probably or something that smells nice, and then you burn it.
Nate is laughing at me.
So
yeah, and so wait, where does he keep it? He keeps it like above the strings.
It's like threaded through the strings in the top of his guitar.
Through the strings.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
It's super cool.
That is super cool.
It's a great vibe.
So psychedelic indie.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a vibe. That's its own band name right there.
Psychedelic indie.
Psychedelic indie. That's like pretty sweet. Indiana Jones? Anybody? Nobody. All right, cool. For sure. I'll be here all day. And then, so you said Not a Need was your go-to song for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
On their EP Desert Rat.
Desert Rat?
Yeah.
Man, they're great at the name game. Guava Tree is a great name.
Sparkles from trees fall off the ground. Old man, pull me another round. And if my colors cross the sky, I never.
Juice. There's a lot going on here.
Guava juice.
Okay. Have you had guava juice before?
Have I had guava juice before? I don't think so.
You've never had guava juice.
I've had like guava candy.
There's a difference between okay, so this is super nitpick here, but there's guava juice and then there's like guava nectar.
Okay.
Now normally the nectar for me is like kind of gross. It's like overwhelming. Like you get mango nectar and you're like, yo, chill. But guava nectar, way better than guava juice.
Do they have it like they sell mango nectar, like the Jumex?
Yeah, it's like what's the brand? Have you ever been to like those Hawaiian quote unquote Hawaiian places around Utah? You've been like Mobetta's?
Okay.
Yeah, they usually sell them at places like that.
Okay.
So keep an eye out.
Guava nectar.
Okay. Usually the stuff that they sell is the nectar, but sometimes it's juice and I feel betrayed. Okay. And then, so you have more bands.
Yes. Yeah, the Painted Roses is another really good Logan band.
Ooh.
Their lead singer, Cole, I believe used to play baseball here.
No way.
And the guy Sam from Guava Tree also plays with Painted Roses in there.
Does he play like the same, like guitar?
I think
guitar?
He plays bass.
Does he have incense in his bass? Or does he just bring the incense everywhere? Or is that only
I think
with,
so. I think the incense is just a thing. Whenever he can burn it, he's burning it while he's playing.
I just want this guy to just follow me around when I'm like in classes and stuff and just burn incense and play guitar.
Yeah,
or bass.
No, that would be great. Now that I'm thinking about the bands that I brought to you, they all share members.
They all overlap.
All of them do, yeah. So my favorite Painted Roses song is Vice. It's a really good one.
Okay.
I think they released it as a single.
Okay.
But it's pretty good, and they're really good. They're a little more like indie rockish.
Okay, they go a little harder.
Yeah.
So is the first one more, it's like, it's kind of a chiller vibe, yeah, the guava tree. And then like, but here with Painted Roses,
mm-hmm,
we're going harder.
A little,
there's,
yeah,
gonna be some strumming, there's gonna be some jamming.
Mm-hmm.
I got a shaking in my poor, poor knee. Won't you take me out back, put me out my misery? Don't you go around missing me? We all got a vice, baby, mine is the worst. Gonna try to kick it soon, but I need a taste first.
There's the guitar, the bassist.
Yeah. So the lead singer for
Guava Tree.
Guava Tree, I believe, plays bass for Painted Roses.
So far we're going in order of how cool their band names are. Guava Tree still leading, just barely, but Painted Roses strong second.
Okay.
And then what's the third one?
Sorry Mom.
Sorry Mom.
Yeah.
I know them actually.
Okay.
Because I shot Logan City Limits, which is a different music concert. We did it virtual last spring. And I shot them, without their drummer.
He's the member that they share with the Painted Roses.
The drummer.
His name's Shane, yeah.
So the drummer from Painted Roses is also the drummer of Sorry Mom.
Yeah.
Interesting. Sorry Mom was really interesting without a drummer. I don't know, I don't know how to understand their music without it. Because like, without a drummer, they were way vibier.
Okay.
Like they were much more like just mellow, like kind of cool. But then like, I don't even know what they'd be like with a drummer. Like it changes the whole.
Probably, yeah. Bring it all up a couple energy levels.
So what's your word? What's your vibe check for Sorry Mom? How are we describing them? If you say just indie, I'm going to be a little... I think we're 2 for 2 on indie. I think it's fair to say that all three of these are indie. Is that fair?
They're a little more alternative, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in that direction. They have one single released called Pretty Girl. It's a really good song.
Closed eyes, the silence is so loud, it's gonna kill me. And I'm petrified, something in me might just lose that feeling. But nothing's broken, no, it might just be my mind letting it out.
Are they on, Spotify?
I believe so,
are,
yeah.
All three,
it's up on
Spotify?
Apple Music. Yeah.
So everybody can check this out.
And on Aggie Radio.
On Aggie Radio. Nate's pointing at me. Now he's looking at me like I'm stupid. I don't. Are you going to turn on your mic when you talk? Or are you just going to? Okay. Nate has decided to banter me, but only to me. Poor audiences will get to hear it.
Yeah, but we do stream their music on Aggie Radio. All of them.
Yeah, yeah. That's super sweet. Is that, and then people have their own Aggie Radio shows too, where they can feature all that music if they want to, right? That's not super under control, but like,
yeah,
they're pretty popular. I've heard of all, I haven't heard of Painted Roses, like it rung a bell, but I don't like it wasn't super recognized. But I've heard of Guava Tree and I have heard of Sorry Mom, so maybe I am more schooled than I thought. Look at me, hey,
you're hipper than you think.
Nate's still making fun of me without a mic. Just turn on the mic, it's okay, I'm here for it. Is there like a place where you find all this music? Are you just going to a lot of concerts? Are you just around a lot? Is it because you're so involved with Aggie Radio? Like, I'm a pretty big deep diver on music. Like, I some funky stuff on the Spotify's, on the, like, I got some playlists that are wild, like, weird. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people do, whatever, yada, yada. But, like, so where are you going to find these bands? Where are you going to, like, yeah, where are you going to find these bands?
It's probably a combination of all the things you mentioned. I really like Y Sound in town. They play a lot of bands like that, and a lot of people work there that are in bands like that. And then The Cash is also a good place in town to see bands like that.
The Cash is the venue, right?
Yeah.
It's just called The Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I used to go, when I was like in high school, not high school, I guess the beginning of my college experience, I used to go to a lot of Battle of the Bands because I thought that was a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And so that's how I heard about it. And so like, it was like, I went to my first Battle of the Bands and I found like two bands that I really liked. And then I started going to those two bands. And from those two bands, found like four bands that were opening for them. And then it just kind of expanded.
So it is about going though. There's not like you're like online hunting for these people so much as you're like, you're at these places.
Yeah, it's more of at the places. Once you find them at the places, it's really easy to find them online. scene, right. But yeah.
Yeah, and Utah's tight knit enough that it's pretty easy to kind of follow the bands around.
A lot of the small bands like that will be playing at all the same venues like throughout Utah.
Where are these Battle of the Bands? Where are these like sort of, were those in Price or was that in?
So the first one I went to was at the Valor in Provo.
Okay.
It's a like a small venue. Yeah. That's super cool, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
What's it like? Why is it super cool?
They have velour curtains in the back that are red and velour. This like stained velour. Glass and then this super cute chandelier that hangs down and it's like this super cute little setup. And then the walls are like grungy and like kind of like broken down a little. So it's like exposed brick and like old signs. And then, yeah.
Is it
and
like a sit down thing? So like,
well, so you can, there are like benches that regularly stay on the side. And then I think depending on the event, they bring chairs and stuff sometimes, but yeah. they're like, they're big claims to fame where that like Imagine Dragons played a Battle of the Bands won 1 year. And like the Aces did the same thing. And I think Neon Trees as well.
Yeah. Cause like, it's funny. Like you'd think that, you know, Utah, you think you'd be out of the loop. But there's some surprising, we have a pretty good underground.
We do. Club.
Maybe it's because it's easier to track. That might be like part of it too. Like I was saying, like it's smaller, so it's easier to follow. But like, it's not nothing. Last year at Big Ag Show, I loved Harper's. Harper's is super cool. And they played last year.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten to any of their things since. I didn't really dig deep into that. I need to dig in harder, apparently. I gotta get to that Sydney status. But I really like their stuff. I think they only have, it's like 6 or 8 songs released, but they are on Spotify. I'm a big fan. Have you heard, do you know Harper's that well? Or not?
I don't. I really? Started looking into them. I don't know. And I was not at that show last year.
Oh, you weren't even at Big Ag Show.
I wasn't. I missed it. But
wow, slacker. I'm just saying.
I should check them out. I definitely should.
They're pretty cool. I'm not sure. They're a lot more, they're somewhere between... They're not country, but they're definitely folksy. It's sort of like indie folksy. But it's like more, it's like half folk, half rock sort of. Like they have like a rock sort of vibe, but then they use folk instruments. Does that make sense? I really like them. I vibe with it a lot. Amen. So I wanted to hit you. Well, first, I wanted to acknowledge the Big Ag Show. I just picked up on what that's supposed to be like 2 weeks ago. Am I late to the party on that? Is that... Nate's shaking his head yes. Did you pick up on the joke there?
You're always late to the party, buddy.
Yeah.
Look at that. I got my mic on for you.
No way. Nate's in the podcast.
I'm here so now.
Sydney, did you pick up on that joke, or am I the only one? The big
Where the
A
name
show?
Comes from?
Get the point?
I know I'm an airhead, and I'm not seeing what I'm supposed to be seeing.
You don't get the joke.
I don't
I'm
get
so
the
excited.
Joke.
I'm not an idiot. This is great. Nate, do you want to explain why it's called the Big Ag Show and what it's supposed to...
I got some guys looking at me like they know what's going on here.
Can we bleep this? Are we
allowed to? Yeah, we can say that word, I think. We're okay.
Well, then
it's a podcast. We're not live.
Do it. What is the joke about the Big Ag Show?
This thing about Aggie Radio and their concerts and festivals is that we were unable back in the early years to come up with our own names, and so we just borrowed names from others. And so
X96
throws the Big Ass Show.
Yes, they do. I've been to that show.
It's landing.
You've
it's landing
been to the show,
right now.
And you couldn't put it together. So
I'm so sorry.
But once the things became so fun, like we just couldn't rename them. So Logan City Limits is from Austin City Limits, which is also a big festival. So
there you go.
There's
also a bar in Provo called City Limits.
Really?
Fun facts. I'm pretty sure it's.
Is it called Provo City Limits?
I don't think so. I think it's just called City Limits. Do you know?
I don't
You're
know.
You're looking at me like, you know, you don't know?
No.
Oh, well, just kidding then. So you really didn't pick up on the joke till just now.
No, I feel like Nate and I might have actually already had this conversation, but I
feel like we had like 3 days ago.
We might have. I'm so sorry.
Either way, Cindy forgot, so now I feel a lot better about myself. But normally on this podcast, I try to dip into a little bit of everything. Some pop culture, so we hit some, you know, some music, some sports.
Okay.
This is usually where I go from here.
Okay.
Look, I didn't want to be presumptive.
Okay.
I don't get a huge sports vibe from you. I'm not going to lie.
You want to know something super crazy?
Yes.
I was like the biggest softball player in high school.
Really?
Yeah. I thought I was going to like have a whole career. It was a whole thing. And then senior year, I played a lot of sports growing up, actually.
Here we go. This is why I asked the questions.
Like, I did the whole thing. When I was a little kid, it was, like, soccer and then, like, baseball. And then I did karate.
You did baseball. Oh, I did karate, yep.
and all the things. And then when I got into like middle school, it was volleyball, basketball, and track, and then
softball
in the off season.
You are all over the place. You're like an all-star.
Yeah, I've done a lot of things.
Jeez.
A lot of, been involved in a lot of weird things.
Okay.
And then I got to high school, and it turns out I hate volleyball. But so I was playing, and I'm awful at basketball because I'm super short, and I'm not fast.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So I quit basketball and I started playing soccer again when I was in high school, and so I was the goalie for my high school soccer team, and then I've played. So I was like decent at softball. Like I grew up in New Mexico, and there, when you're in eighth grade, you can play high school sports if your middle school doesn't have the sport there.
Hmm.
So I was playing varsity softball my eighth grade year of middle school.
Oh my goodness!
And
jeez.
So I
did
played.
Did you like start? Did you play?
Yeah, I was an. I was a pretty decent left fielder. It was like
Are
my
you
thing.
Serious?
I like to
you
dive.
You played?
Yeah,
as an eighth grader.
Yeah.
On varsity softball.
And I was a power hitter.
You were a power hitter in the eighth grade.
Yeah, I was.
I wasn't a power hitter in the eighth grade.
I was on one of those like traveling teams that was a feeder team in your high school where you like play from the time that you're 12 to go into your high school team to be
good.
Yeah,
so you did that.
Yeah.
So you were like, you were ready. You were.
Yeah.
You were
it was my thing. Softball was my thing. And then, so I played 2 years in New Mexico, and then I played 2 years on the, I moved to Price, and I was going to Carbon High. Played 2 years there, and then, I was doing like the traveling summer thing and everything and like playing like showcases in Vegas and stuff, trying to get picked up on college teams.
Jeez.
And then I had the best season of my whole life was the summer before my senior year of high school. Finally hit my first home run because I was a power hitter, but it was like, oh, we're going to hit it right in the perfect spot in between so that I can run to first base and then someone else is going to run for me because I'm slow.
Okay.
So I'd hit the ball, get on, and then someone else would do the rest
of the
work.
Somebody steals base. Yeah.
And so had a great summer, then came back to play soccer. First day of my senior year of high school, tore my ACL in half.
No
yep.
way.
And then I spent like the 6 months rehabbing. And then I got back to senior softball and my coach was like, you haven't been. And I got cleared the Monday of tryouts. And so I hadn't really been doing anything, and I'd been, like, sitting on benches, like, throwing balls and buckets and stuff and doing everything I could with my arms. And then my coach was like, yeah, you haven't been able to do anything for 6 months. I'm going to cut you your senior year. So I didn't play. He cut me.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Was your softball team good? Were they, like, destroying people? Or? No.
No, they were decent, but, like,
and
he was a newer coach. I'd played 1 year for him, and he cut me. Yeah, and that was the end of my softball career.
I had a similarly less devastating end to my quote-unquote basketball quote-unquote career, but that's super dang. So you've done everything.
Yeah.
You're not just kind of sporty. I mean, like you were going hard. I never went to Vegas to showcase my skills of anything, let alone in softball or a sport. But there's a lot of things you can do. Never mind. We're not going back to that. But dang. Okay.
Wait. So. Let's go.
Let's go.
No,
Nate. Well, Nate, what have you showcased in Vegas?
I think my mic's broken again.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. For sure. So, actually, I was going to ask this question last, but let's start with the first. What do you think? What's the best sport?
Baseball. It's absolutely baseball.
I am so offended right now.
Why?
Wow.
Can we mute her?
It's
no,
baseball.
Absolutely not.
Thank you, Nate. I appreciate the backup on this. We have a mediator. I should keep you on all the time.
You bet.
So, my last guest was my ex-roommate, Brevin Zollinger. And I had him pitch, get it, why baseball, why I should like baseball.
Okay.
And I was not persuaded. I was not in. His pitches were very strong. He talked about superstitions being super high. I thought that was hilarious. He talked about a bunch of other stuff that I can't remember. Also, you should go listen to it. But like, why is baseball the best sport? I don't believe you at all.
Well, like, of all the sports that I played, softball was my favorite. And so that translates over to me loving baseball the most. I just think it, I mean.
Do you watch it?
Sometimes.
Do you follow it, kind of?
Like, I know who wins the World Series, but that's probably, like, it.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's pretty soft.
That's all you need to know.
I prefer playing the sports than watching them.
Really
I'm not a big
baseball
watcher.
Fans. Not a big watcher.
No.
But a big supporter.
Yeah. But yeah, baseball.
The answer is basketball, and I don't even know
all the little things that go into the swings and the pitches and the plays and the baseball pants and the whole thing.
Baseball pants.
The pants.
You really lost me. The pants.
You
could have gone for the tees. Like the tees, they made their own shirt that revolutionized all of fashion, and you went for the pants. Do you see anybody wearing baseball pants?
That's all she cares about.
People wear baseball
tees. She watches the team. She's just looking at pants.
Nobody wears baseball helmets either. Those weren't revolutionary. They don't seem very revolutionary, to be fair. They're just kind of
the pants.
The helmets.
Oh, the helmets.
The helmets. They kind of look military-esque. Like
really interesting.
In my opinion. Wow, baseball. I'm so offended
baseball.
By that.
Baseball.
Who's second at least?
Who's second?
Yeah.
And my options were football, basketball, and baseball.
That's what I put. But if you have other options, you're free to go there.
No, I'd probably say basketball. It's not football.
Okay, all right. I've yet to run into somebody that doesn't have basketball at least number two. Nobody tries to pretend like basketball isn't one of the best sports. It's just there's tons of action.
Yeah, I like soccer, though. Soccer's pretty cool.
Incorrect. You lost me again.
Just all the
Have you ever watched soccer?
Yeah, I've been to like a Real game.
And did you know what was going on?
Yeah.
Let me ask you if this is how it went. I'm stealing this bit from last podcast, too. Dang it. Well, one guy has the ball. Then two guys from the other team go get him. Then he passes the ball. Then two guys from the other team go get him. Then he passes the ball, but it gets stolen by the other team. But then two guys from the other team go get him, and he passes it again. Is that how it went?
I mean, that's what soccer is.
Yeah, well, okay. So there you go. All right.
And how is that different from basketball, where there's
they
one guy that's dribbling the ball?
And shoot, and they only have 30 seconds to do it. It's like you have 30 seconds to put this ball in a hoop. If you can't do it, then, like, sorry, we're giving it to the other team.
So you don't like how slow soccer is. That's where your issue lies.
It's slow, and people keep trying to – mostly it's the fans, if I'm being honest. When soccer fans try to tell me about how much smarter they are than every other sports fan because they like soccer, I'm like, dude, like, it's a bunch of people on a field, and, like, they don't even, like, oh, they do slide tackles? Okay, I could watch football. Like, oh, they pass the ball and sometimes score? Like, I could watch hockey or basketball, and they do it more. And it's like, I don't see what the strength is. It's like, oh, they have a beautiful field. Baseball, winning on that front. Like, there's no, soccer's got nothing on nobody. But speaking of basketball, I have here, we discussed this ahead of time. I printed out 8 pictures of players that are currently participating in the NBA Finals. Now, I'm going to have Nate pass these over to you. You don't know that much about the NBA.
Thank you. No, I do not.
So, I printed out 8 pictures of some players and some coaches, and I need you to decide for me. I want you to rank 1 to 8 the player, like, which player or which picture you think is the most important to win the series. So you have
to win the series.
Miami and you have the Lakers. And you have to put them in an order to decide who do you think is most important to win the series. So I want you to show them to me as you decide the order. So just show me the picture and as you figure it out. So she has them laid out all in front of her right now. She's deciding. This is airing next Thursday. So there's a chance that the finals could be over. Miami didn't do so well in game one, so we're not sure. Either way, I want you to decide. Based on these pictures that I provided, some of them are more aesthetically pleasing than others. But I need you to decide who is the most important. So do you want to start from 8 or do you want to start from 1?
Let's start at the bottom.
We're going to start from 8. So this is of the 8 players and coaches.
And coaches.
We're starting with the 8th most important. So this is the least important of the 8 in Sydney's very educated opinion.
Okay, whoever this dude is.
Okay, so Sydney has selected Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Miami Heat, as the least important of these 8 people for the series. So Eric Spoelstra does not matter for the Heat to win the finals. I'm a light. Nate is shrugging. He's not super confident.
I don't think she's completely wrong for a few finals, years back.
Yeah, if we were doing like the LeBron Heat.
The LeBron Heat, maybe.
I'm going to go out of limb and disagree with Sydney on this one, but I'm going to let her keep going. I don't want to interrupt the momentum. At number 7, she picks Alex Caruso, the Los Angeles Lakers is the seventh most relevant. To be fair, LeBron James is not on this list. I thought it would be too obvious for Sydney. I didn't want to make it that easy. So Alex Caruso coming in at number seven. I think that she's right. Honestly, I'm going to agree with her on that one. That's fine.
This guy. I don't like this guy's beard.
Kelly Olynyk at number six. He also got a diss on the beard. A little ruthless, but not incorrect. Not altogether wrong, I don't think. Who we got left? I'm looking. Okay. What? All right. Go for it.
Oh, this guy.
This guy.
He's also on the Lakers.
Describe how he looks.
He's got a unibrow.
I think
forehead.
Those NBA fans out there can pick out. So she's put the brow, as he's nicknamed. The brow is the fifth most important person to winning the finals. No, you're at, this
oh,
is fifth.
Is that five? Got, oh, that is fine.
So
okay,
at number eight,
bad.
We have so right Eric Spoelstra. Right in the middle. We got at eight, Eric Spoelstra. Seven, Alex Caruso. Sixth, we got Kelly Olynyk. And now at fifth, we have the brow, Anthony Davis.
Are you guys related?
I wish. We're still working on it.
You're working on it?
Yeah, we're gonna make that happen.
I just thought with the same last name.
In no way. Did you ever have that? People do that with missionaries all the time. They're like the same. They're like, oh, you have the same. You're both named Elder. That's really weird. It's just the missionaries.
All right.
What do you got? Who do you got next?
The dude in the suit.
The dude in the suit, Pat Riley, coming in at number four. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So at number four, Pat Riley is the fourth most important to winning the series. He does look important, I think it's fair to say. He's got the suit.
The suit,
back
the, yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about your motivations behind these picks in a second.
Okay.
She's got three left. She's looking at Dwight Howard, Jimmy Butler, and Tyler Hero, the last three options. Sydney not actually doing awful here. Could be doing a lot worse. I'm not sure that's true, but we'll get to that in a second.
This dude.
Tyler Hero coming in at number three, third most important for the Miami Lakers series. Oh, man, this is crazy. So we got in order. Keep looking. We got in order. We got number three, Tyler Hero. Number four, Pat Riley. Number five, Anthony Davis. Six, Kelly Olynyk. Seven, Alex Caruso. And eight, Eric Spoelstra. And this is people who, the order of how important these people are to who wins the NBA Finals. Go ahead. Oh, man, at number two, Sydney has selected Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat, which means that Dwight Howard comes in at number one. Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
Sydney, how on earth did you make why? Just tell me why.
So due to the fact that I know nothing about the NBA and the finals, I think that Howard would offer the greatest time, and he looks the coolest.
It was literally because he looks the coolest.
Yeah, he's got the bleached hair going. That's the mohawk type thing. It's okay. A great look.
Oof. Great look?
I think it's a pretty good look, yeah.
Pretty good. You could talk me into. Great. You cannot talk me into. And then you have Jimmy Butler, too.
Yes.
Explain that. Similar?
Yeah.
You just like the hair.
He also looks like a good time. Yeah.
You just like their hair.
I do like their
That's all that it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler Hero, three?
Yeah.
Why him?
He's got nice teeth.
Nice teeth. So Tyler Hero's nice teeth are going to help the Heat win the finals.
Absolutely.
We got Pat Riley coming at number four.
Yeah, it's a nice suit.
Nice
He's
suit.
He's got a nice suit on.
It was the suit.
The suit.
At least
suit
with the other guy, I was like, something
long.
About his face. You think this? So you're saying if he doesn't wear that suit, then he falls down in the rankings?
I couldn't say. I've never seen him in anything else.
Oh, man.
Else.
Okay. All right.
I will point out that Spoelstra is not wearing a suit in his
Spoelstra not wearing a suit. Probably not fair to him. There was definitely some statistical bias nonsense in this. I printed some ugly pictures on purpose. Okay, so you have Anthony Davis, number five. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, I want you to explain why you picked him fifth, and then I'll get to that in a second.
Well, he also looks pretty cool. Is that's the other guy
that's
a Laker,
unibrow,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he also looks pretty cool. Not as cool as the guy in the suit, though, so.
Okay. He's, Nate, are you saying something? Oh, you just like putting your nose against the mic? Okay, for sure. Anthony Davis is considered the second best player in the whole National Basketball Association.
Okay, and who's number one?
Pretty much LeBron. And
oh, okay.
I guess that's actually up for debate. Maybe Giannis, you could get into that. But then you have Kelly Olynyk. You did not like his beard.
No.
But you put him ahead of two other guys.
I
Can
did.
Can you explain that to me?
Because his beard was still better than their hair.
Oh, then Spoelstra's hair.
Yeah. But,
wow. Spo's hair
Spoelstra's
is
hair?
Worse than Kelly Olynyk's beard. That's a hot take. And then you just had Alex Caruso because of the stash?
Yeah, well, and the hair. And the pictures, it's not a good picture.
It's not a good picture. There weren't a lot of good pictures of Alex Caruso. So he's like a fan favorite in L.A. They have like murals of that dude on walls in the streets. So I can't explain that to you, but I know that it's true. All right, so there you have it. Dwight Howard is the key to the Lakers winning the finals, and Eric Spoelstra has nothing to do with it as far as Sydney is concerned. Sweet. I asked you to bring a hot take to the podcast. Do you know what a hot take is? Have you been
vaguely,
are you
familiar? Yeah.
Cool. So the idea is that you have a hot take, but that it won't get this podcast canceled. There's been some there's been some ups and downs on the podcast so far, but what hit me with what you got? What's your hot take?
I don't like comedy, specifically memes.
What? Whoa! Okay, wait. let's start from the macro here. You don't like comedy?
Not really. No, it's not.
Okay, so I actually. My girlfriend says the same thing, and I'm appalled by it equally. I need you to explain yourself right now. Why don't you like comedy?
Well, so I feel like in my experience, and this is about to be way more sad than I want it to be, but that it would be easier if we didn't have comedy because often people use comedy as an excuse to be a jerk.
Mm.
And
that is sad.
Yeah. Well, so then...
I'm not trying to derail you, but sorry.
Yeah, no, it's totally... And I just don't like most, light humor, like comedy, like TV shows. Like, I don't like
The
Office.
You're saying that you
don't
like it when people use dark humor to be funny and mean, but that light comedy sucks.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me right now.
Yep.
So. Okay. Yeah. That checks out. So if it's too mean, Sydney doesn't like it. If it's too light, Sydney doesn't like it. That's what you're telling me right now.
I don't like comedy. That is what I started with.
You don't like to laugh? You don't like to...
I mean, it's kind of artificial. Not that it's like super artificial, but like, I don't know. I can laugh at real world.
You're laughing at me. I laugh a lot. But you're not.
It's just not.
You're laughing at my expense right now, and yet you don't think that mean comedy is okay. I think that your take on comedy is mean, but you don't like memes.
I don't like memes. I don't
think
they're
funny. This is more defensible to me. You don't think
they're
funny.
No. The only ones that I don't do memes, and I never had Vine. I don't do TikTok. I don't really use YouTube.
I don't do TikTok either. I never did any of those things. I was never involved.
But yeah, it's just not interesting. And the only ones that I have gotten into of any of those things are like the banned versions.
I think that there's a difference in like getting into memes and enjoying memes. Does that make sense?
Kinda, yeah.
I don't seek out memes. I'm not like on Reddit pages, like looking up, like, man, like, let's get me a page of memes today.
Yeah.
But if a meme comes up, I'll enjoy it. Is that not the same for you? Like, if a meme comes up, you're like scrolling through whatever
feed.
Well,
a meme doesn't really come up.
Oh, man.
So I have my social medias and all of my things filtered enough that it's not, there are not very many memes, no.
I have somehow curated my Facebook in a way that it's very wholesome. There are a lot of wholesome memes. They make me laugh.
Right.
Like I've turned into a soft, like, dad humor person at this point. Just because, like, I'm so over... I agree with you, actually, on that meanness thing. Because of Twitter, and really just Twitter. Twitter's turned every other social media kind of into this. But it's, like, so, like, witch hunt. It's just, like just vicious. We're just, like... I think it's funny. Like, justice gets thrown around a lot. And it's, like... Well, yeah, justice means, like, equal level of pain. Like, I'm not here for... I'm just here for mercy, man. Like, let's just be nice. Like, who cares? Like, and so, like, when I see, like, these stupid, like, wholesome memes... Like, I saw this one. Okay, I want to break... This is hilarious. I'm going to describe a meme with audio and not going to show it to you. But it was, like... it showed this person calling into something. And they're, like, please hold and listen to this music. And then it's, like... shows the guy listening to music in the next box, And then in the third box, he goes, this music freaking sucks. And then it shows in the last box that it's just the guy who answered the call playing a saxophone on the other side of the thing. And it made me laugh so hard. I was like, this is so mean and so funny. But like, I don't like the memes that hunt people down. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
Anti-comedy.
Yeah.
Anti-meme.
I mean, I'll watch comedy stuff sometimes, like with my friends, but it's not my particular.
So when you say, is that like a TV, movies, just in general?
In general. I mean, I'll settle for a rom-com. Like, that's...
Settle.
Acceptable.
Have you never gone down the glory that is the rabbit hole of comedy specials on YouTube?
No, I don't really do YouTube. I watch music videos on YouTube. That's
never.
It.
You've never, Dimitri Martin?
No.
Never?
Uh-uh.
Never even like a Kevin Hart?
I feel like she would like dry bar comedy.
Oh, my mom likes dry bar comedy.
See, yeah.
Your mom likes dry bar comedy?
She does, yeah.
That was not supposed to be your mom joke. I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
All right, Sydney Ho, we did it.
Yeah.
We're live.
We are.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for asking me to be here.
Thank you for giving me some music recommendations. I'm going to take them. And for Sydney Ho, accidentally Nate Larson, I'm Josh Harris. This has been Turnaround Jazz.